Spring is bug season. The other day, when Andrea Davis Satina walked through her fields, she saw plenty.
And I saw lots of ladybugs, lots of ladybug larvae, and, you know, in different stages, a couple different types of aphids. This year, both in the field and in the greenhouse, I've been seeing green lacewings, which I'm really excited to see.
Davis Satina is a farmer.
Farmer and owner of Quarter Acre Farm in Sonoma Valley. I grow a mixture of certified organic vegetables and popcorn.
She grows two popcorn varieties, special kinds of maize where the kernel explodes when it's heated.
I started growing it commercially because I really like to eat popcorn.
She's especially happy to see the green lacewings because lacewings are voracious predators that eat many pests like aphids, leafhoppers, mealybugs, and spider mites. Davis Satina usually leaves some crops untouched in the margins of her fields to make sure insects have some habitat year-round.
Maybe on the edges that are a little wild, tall grasses or some leftover cover crop or something where they can, like, hang out, because I'm coming in the spring and mowing down and tilling and, you know, getting rid of where they've been living.
The predatory insects help protect her crops, and having a lot of pollinators around, wild ones particularly, promote higher fruit set and more consistent crop quality. Her bug-friendly practices are exactly the sort of farming that many sustainable food activists want to see more of.
There are bugs that bug us, but there are also a lot of insects that are really beneficial to us.
Ricardo Bamarco teaches ecology at the Swedish University of Agricultural Sciences. He recently completed a lecture tour at UC Davis and Berkeley.
By pollinating our fruits and vegetables and field crops, we got food on our table, basically. And there are a lot of such insects around that decompose, that provide pest control, that we should take much better care of.
Bamarco's work has shown that the agricultural trends of the last 100 years, bigger fields, fewer farmers, larger plots of a single crop, and widespread pesticide use, have left us with fewer insects and fewer kinds of insects. We can't go back to the agriculture of the 1800s, Bamarco says, nor should we. But researchers like him can point farmers toward the best, most beneficial strategies and flower mixes for reintroducing insect habitat onto their farms.
You don't have enormous amounts of land to do it on because the land prices are high and we need to produce food on these lands. When you put in these flowers, you have to put in the right flowers in the right time when the insects need them the most. And the ecologists and entomologists at the University of California are working actively with this and sort of engineering flower mixes and ways to re-diversify these landscapes in the most efficient way.
There is a role for home gardeners too, Bamarco says. Gardeners can be insect-friendly by planting flowers that bloom throughout the year, avoiding pesticides and leaving the ground as undisturbed as possible so that pollinators like bumblebees have safe places to nest. Satina Davis from Quarter Acre Farm also teaches beginning gardening classes, encouraging people to consider the critters in the field that work as hard as she does. I'm Danielle Venton for KRCB's North Bay Report.